We are on audio. Okay, so I mentioned in the podcast, we had some interesting election stuff here happen in Taiwan this week. Okay. But I also said that there was a young man that's Christian. And I'm going to tell you how he became Christian. And I'll say this, a lot of this is like, there's a lot more, there are many, many, many more details in my FromAsiaWithLove.net. Go to FromAsiaWithLove. And you know what the thing, if you're not following me on Instagram, you'll see pictures of some stuff happening. And FromAsiaWithLove.net has an Instagram and stuff. It's got some YouTube stuff. There's some free stuff there. But you can subscribe to get the regular updates. For some reason, women love it. It's a woman thing. Men aren't going to sit and read my life blog, but women, this does something to them because I'm out here in the Wild West and it's kind of a story of faith. Like I keep trusting God and crazy stuff happens. It's like, have you seen the movie Magnolia? It's like this music. In the movie Magnolia, there's this building music that builds and builds and it's dun, 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. And it does this something like that. Like it's this building, energy building music, and it goes for 45 minutes. And it just keeps building. For 45 minutes. That's what my life in Asia is like. It's like all this stuff's building. It's like, where is this going? But it all comes together. And my life in Asia keeps coming together. You could take my life in Asia over the last 10 years and you could link it together in a 10 season HBO series and call it From Asia with Love. You could do it. Totally. And it's all there. I tell you what, if someone wants to be a director and do franchising rights, I'd do it. I would recommend looking up Jesse Steele, the film director in California. I think he's somewhere. I suppose there's others. I mean, seriously, you could do my life in Asia as like an HBO style miniseries, but you could do 10 seasons of it. It is, wow, it's amazing. Because God keeps coming through. Like, I don't give up. I keep doing the right thing. And like, I mean, I was over budget the other day and instead of me worrying about my own stuff, the kid hadn't eaten all day and I went and bought him dinner. It wasn't expensive, but I fed him and that put me just a few dollars over budget, made my life a little bit inconvenient, but I had to eat peanut butter for a couple days because I'm going to stay in my budget. Right. I mean, I'm not desperate, but I'll do that kind of stuff. I'd do it again to make sure that kid's got food. You know, he's not starving. It's just, he was like his folks were shopping for the day and, you know, he was at the skate park and he'd been hungry all day. And I found out about it and I said, OK, we're going to eat. And, you feed kids. They you know how kids are when you feed them. I don't. It's like they have this natural respectful resistance, but it's like they know they need food. And it's like us old people, like not like older than college student age, like we're supposed to share food with them, even if we're poor. It's like, that's a thing. It's because when you get old, you learn how to take care of yourself. And when you're a kid, you're still figuring that stuff out. So I went and fed him. Yeah. You know, like that. I do that kind of stuff. And what always happened, like the next thing that would happen is I lose even more money in my budget. But then other stuff works out where that's not a problem. And then even far more money than I went over, you know, it comes in over here. And then it's like it spreads out for like 2 or 3 weeks. But everything works out far better. And I leaned into it. I said, no, I'm going to do the right thing, even if it seems inconvenient. So that's been the life of the last 10 years. And it goes around and stuff 5 years ago comes back around. And now good things are happening as a result. That happens. And, it seems to resolve, but like in the process, something else started. I'm telling you, it's material. My life as it is a fascinating interwoven plot for a possible HBO miniseries. It could be, It I don't know if it would outdo Game of Thrones, but the theme would be that there's a God watching, orchestrating our circumstances, and it works out. And it's all at FromAsiaWithLove.net. Guys won't like it. $3 a month if you're cool. $10 a year if you want to be cheap. Same articles. I will remember. And get it now before I put these into books, because I'm going to start pulling them off. They're all online. You can read them all. But I'm going to start pulling them off, and you're only going to be able to get them as books. You got to pay money for it. Like, these are going to be like $5, $6, $7, maybe $10 books. Not cheap. I'm not going to do the free book thing like I do with most of my books. Great gift for the whiff, as my dad always called my mom. Okay, so in that, there's this elaborate story that goes on for years about this kid named Royu. Now, I've talked with him, I've talked with his dad, and they said, tell everything. So, okay, I'll tell it. I'm not going to tell every little detail. I'm not going to tell you how ugly his shoes were when he took them off him. I'm not going to tell you that kind of stuff. But I'm not saying that his shoes are ugly. I'm just saying that if they were, I wouldn't be talking about ugly shoes. No, I'm not. Okay, fine. He's always wearing the most fashionable shoes, okay, because he's a skater and he wears them out quickly, but then his folks buy him new shoes. Okay, thank you. All right, can I continue now? All right, okay, thank you. No, I'm not going to tell you who that was, because if I tell you who that was, people are, they're going to, George isn't real. George isn't, he's fake. I'm like, say what you want. Say what you want. You may not believe in George, but George believes in you. So speaking of belief, this kid, Royu, father is not Christian. And if you even say the word God, like, he rolls his eyes and looks off to the side like you're trying to sell him Amway. And I'm like, you know what? All this, he's got a point. All this Sunday morning manner of Christianity, this old lady called it churchianity. She, God rest her soul, Helen. There's a little video of Helen, Grandma Massey on YouTube. While she plays piano in the second half, Helen called it churchianity. And there's this sales push, trying to get people. And I don't do that. I didn't do a Royu. But his dad is so scared that I'm doing that with him by even mentioning God. And I'm like, you know what? I can't really blame him for that. But I, you know, again and again and again, you try to help people with the truth and they think you're going to try to sell them Amway or whatever, so to speak. Well, then again, you know, some people are trying to actually sell Amway. I got something to help you with. You know, what's that? And after like 2, 3, 5, 20 hours, you find out that it's Amway. You know, whatever. Okay. But that's another story. I'm not going to get an Amway. I'm talking about Royu. We were at the park and it was hot and sunny. And I just said, okay, Jesus. I said, you guys want wind? And you're like, and Roy was like, yeah, I'd like wind. I said, okay, let's ask Jesus for wind. Jesus, send us wind. Well, the breeze starts blowing. All of a sudden it gets windy. Wind picks up and it stays nice and breezy. And it wasn't so hot. And people were on skater and they weren't so incredibly hot by the sun beating down on them when it wasn't windy. And this kid goes, my goodness, you prayed for wind and it showed up. Okay, now you want to call that a placebo? Fine. Well, here's what happened. The following week, the kid was at school, played volleyball, threw his neck out. His neck really hurt. He laid his hand on his neck and prayed that, he's not a Christian, he prayed that Jesus would heal his neck just like he brought wind. The neck pain goes away. Like, it's gone. He goes, oh my goodness, I kind of want to become Christian. And it's like, he doesn't even know what a Christian is. He just, I kind of want to believe in this. Like, Jesse's Christian and prayed to Jesus. I think that's all Christian. I think I want to be in this. Well, then later on at night, he was at home and the Wi-Fi cuts off and he messages me for using his 4G network. Did you, like, it's limited. It's metered. Did you pray that Jesus would shut off my Wi-Fi? Because I was going to play on my phone and the Wi-Fi shut off. And so I can't play on my phone. And I think Jesus wants me to be responsible and go to bed. I think I want to become a Christian because of all this. Well, I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow.